Okay, we're on the Mishnah on Chof Ches Amos Beis, right at the bottom. Lo yomar Adam l'tabach. A person shouldn't say to the butcher, Shkoli, measure for me, but dinner, where the dinner is a kind of currency, bossa. So give me a dinner's worth of bossa. Okay, you can't do that because you're mentioning money. As we said earlier, don't mention money on Yom Tov. About Shechet, he will be allowed to shecht an animal, the butcher, for his customers, and Mechalek B'nehem, and divide it amongst them.
Sorry for the late question, but this butcher is a bit like those Bali Tristan used to open in Yom Tov and sells.
Yeah, you can sell things. We're gonna get on the last mission of the Perek, we're gonna talk about going shopping on Yom Tov. Seems weird, but yeah, we're going to go there. We're going to, yeah.
Today doesn't seem weird, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, now.
That's what
Kira. Now, Hechi Ovid. So how does one do it? So Rashi says, how does one do it? Let's say a person doesn't want a full animal, and he doesn't have a friend to split with, so he wants to get a piece of meat. So how is he going to buy a piece of meat on Yom Tov? Because normally you can't say, you give me, like, you know, 10 shekels, you know, worth. This is before inflation. Okay, so ki ha, so he does like this. Ki ha debasura, right, debasura. Sura is a place in Babel. Omri, they say like this. Tirta, give me a tirta worth. Yeah, or alternatively, they say palgu tirta, give me half a tirta. So Rashi explains over here, we're going to have different places in, I suppose it's in Babel, yeah, that they basically called the cut of meat, yeah, different words, but basically the whole lot of everyone seemed to cut the meat in the same way, and they just had different names for calling it. Some people called it a pulky, and some people called it a drumstick. Well, I think one's a bit bigger than the other, is it? Whatever, you get the idea, right? So basically, there's different names for those pieces. So in Surah, they called it this particular piece, they called it a tartar and a palgul tartar. But some people are gorious over here, which I found better would be on the aleph is palgo, meaning half a tirta. But maybe it says that palgu and split the tirta. Anyway, whatever. But Narash, Bez is a prefix, Narash is a place. Omri, they say chilka, give me a chilka, or palgul chilka, give me half a chilka. Yeah, but Pumpadisa, we're familiar with Pumpadisa, it's another place. Omri, uzia, they say give me an uzia, or palgul uzia, give me half an uzia. Yeah, but nahar pekoid, by the river of pekoid, uba mata machsia, in the place of mata machsia, they would say, Omri, river, they say river, or they say give me a palga river. Okay, Mishnah. Oimer Adam Lechaveiro. Person can say to his friend, or all people goris over here, Chenvoni, sorry, on the side over here, but a person, right, you say to the shopkeeper, or to his friend, Molo li klize, fill up for me this vessel. Now, we're going to speak in Gemara what vessel this is, but this is important to this is now, obviously, it doesn't say a name, but this is the Rabbanon over here. She's the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon say over here, you can say to him, take this clay and fill this up for me. We're going to define that. Aval, but you cannot. Aval, loba mida. You can't do it with a mida. So a mida is going to explain what that means. A mida is like a measure. You can't do it with a measure. We're going to explain what that means. Yeah. Rebbe Yehuda oimer. So now Rebbe Yehuda kicks in now. Rebbe Yehuda is going to be machmir. He's going to say what the Rabban permits, he prohibits. Rebbe Yehuda oimer. Im haya kli shel mida. If it's a mida. Yeah.
It's a liter vessel.
Lo yilmanu, good. That's you're pretty good. You're good. You guys are on target. We're gonna see this. This is very good. That's one of the explanations. Now, so we're gonna get there. So now, Maisa, there was an incident with Abishol ben Botnis. Yeah, Shahaya Mimole, he would fill up his midos of his measures me'erev Yom Tov before Yom Tov in order not to measure on Yom Tov. So we're talking about pre-measuring. So that's the theme of the rest of the mission is pre-measuring. Yeah, me'erev Yom Tov. And noisin on the kuchos, given to his customers b'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov. Okay, because he didn't want to measure on Yom Tov, so he measured pre-Yom Tov. Okay, Abba Sha'ol, so this is a different person, right? It's not Abba Sha'ol ben Botnis, just Stam Abba Sha'ol. Yeah, oima af b'moyid, even on cholomoyid, you should pre-measure. Yeah, oisa kain. Now Rashi takes this out. We're going to get into that, I think, later on, apparently in the Gemara. Okay, so that was even Abba Shaul says even on Chol HaMoed you should pre-measure. We'll explain why. And Chachamim say, yeah, Af B'chol, even in a weekday, a person should pre-measure. Oisei Kein, why? Mipnei, because of the Mitsui Hamidos, because of the Matsui Hamidos, the stuff that basically the stuff that clings back. Basically like this, if you make herring on Shabbos, or you know, you've got oil, you fill it, you pour all your oil out, yeah, and then you put, and you've emptied your bottle, but then you put it down, and then you look afterwards, yeah, you looked at the bottom, and you say, hey, there's still some left, because it kind of gathers on the side, and then after that, right, so if you want to give your customers 100% everything that they deserve, yeah, you're going to have to let it drip out overnight. So you used to basically make the, set up the process of pouring out previous, so the customers got 100%, because they care about the customers. Okay, because of the Torah, we don't care about Syria. Right, Gemara, my aval or. So the Gemara says, what's not b'mida? Okay, this is the latter part of the Rabbanan, right? Yeah, it says you can't do it b'mida. So what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. This is the first opinion. Aval lo b'chli hamayuchad b'mida, not in a vessel that is specifically used for measuring, a measuring cup. Right? That people wanted to say. Okay, you can't use a measuring cup. However, aval kli ha'oymed l'mida, but if it's your backup measuring cup, you haven't used it yet.
Recording in progress.
It's your backup measuring cup, yeah? L'mida, you can fill it up. Basically, if it's your designated measuring cup, you can't use it, but if you've got like a backup one which you've never used, you could use that. Now, so that was the Rabbanan. V'osa Rabbi Yehuda, comes Rabbi Yehuda, l'meimah, he's going to offer that. A filu, even if it's a kli ha'oimei, that's been standing for it, right? It's good, it's your backup one, l'mida, lo yamalenu, you can't fill it up. Okay? Alma, so we see consequently, we see, Gabi Simchas Yontov, with regards to Simchas Yontov over here, Rabbi Yehuda is l'chumra, right? Because he doesn't even let you use your backup measuring cup. Yeah, the Rabbanan l'kula, and the Rabbanan are l'kula. Okay. But says the Gemara Kasha, v'ha ifrashamin l'hu, we heard exactly the opposite, just previous, on the previous daf. Yeah, the Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, shoykel adam, bosa kenegede kli, you can use on your weighing scales, you can weigh your meat against a kli, or kenegede kofitz, or against a cleaver. But chom amrim, what do the chom say? Ein mashkichin, you can't be ma'ayin, b'kaf moznaim in weights, kol ikka, right? Even to guard it from the mice. Yeah, Alma, we see, consequently, that Rabbi Yehuda is the cooler, and Rabbanan l'chumra, with regards to such halachas. So it's the opposite. In our Mishnah over here, Rabbi Yehuda's the Machmir. And the previous Mishnah, the Rabbanan were the Machmirim. So what's going on? So says the Gemara, Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. We got a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yehuda is inconsistent. And also, the Rabbanan, I've lost my place now. Yeah, Kasha, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. And the Kasha on the Rabbanan, on the Rabbanan, they're not consistent. So answers the Gemara, to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, loy Kasha. It's really not a Kasha. Because awesome over there with the measuring scales, yeah, and what are you using to measure with? V'she'eino oimed l'mida, your cleaver, yeah, is not oimed l'mida, yeah, it's, you're using some kind of weird thing to just measure, you just happen to know the weight, but it's not oimed l'mida, okay? So hacha, but oimed l'mida, but over here, this is a, it is your backup measuring cup, right? So it potentially is made, right? So that's not a kasha. Yeah, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan namilo kasha, and the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan also not a kasha. Why? The Hossam ka'ovid ka'ovdin d'chol. Over there with his measuring scales, yeah, he looks like he's doing ka'ovdin d'chol. So let's look at Rashi over here. Yeah, it's about 8 lines down from where the Gemara started. Yeah, but ka'ovdin d'chol, see this? From in the Gemara part, it's about 8 lines down from that. Yeah. B'ma'oznaim, right, in scales, right? Uparmim, sometimes, she'ein halitra l'funov, you don't have the measure before him. V'kivin sheyodea mishkal kelov, and since he happens to know that his the weight of his vessels, his cleaver, I know how much it weighs, half a kilo, shokilbo, he uses it to measure. So sometimes you do that. But over here, let's look at the contrast. Why? Because it hasn't gone out its coinage. Right? It hasn't gone out its nature. Right? It's basically it's never done a weighing before. Okay. Now. So let's just finish that off. I just read it in Rashi. We preempted the Rashi in the Gemara. So hacha. But over here with his clear oimed lamida, it's not oimed ka'uvdin duchol. Okay. Now, Rava has a different answer. Yeah, a different explanation. The Mishnah, yeah? So we're going back again. Omer. My aval loy b'mida. When it says, according to the Rabbanan, you can't do it in a mida, what does it mean? Shelo yazkir shei mida. A couple of people mentioned this. You can't mention the name of the mida. Let's have a look at Rashi on this one as well. Yeah, it's a shei mida over here. This Rashi, yeah, river or lug. You can't mention the right, which we would call it like the right. Well, we say lug, yeah, a lug. You can't say a lug. Give me a lug's worth, right? Give me a kilo, right? Ela kach yoimah. This is what you're allowed to say. Stam kli ze molili. You can say fill up this kli. Even this is like a liter jug. Yeah, you can say if you don't say give me a liter. It's fine, yeah, no? Give me a... So in England, we go to the pub, you say, give me a pint. Yeah, so you couldn't say that. But you could say, like, fill this up. Right? You can't say... Even if it's the same thing. It's the way you express it. Right? So, now. Back into the Gemara, yeah? Right? Shelo yaskilo sheim amida. You can't mention the... You can't say a pint. Yeah? About kliyam yuchal amida. But even if it's a pint cup... You can say, fill this up.
This is Dal
Dochol. What's the issue here? It's Uvdin Dochol. Okay, fine. We'll have to get into what is Uvdin Dochol. Fine. That's. It's Uvdin Dochol. Why did you ask this now?
You mean I should have been asking it anyway?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not. It's a bizarion. Look, it's a bizarion deont of it. It's business dick. We saw one point we did have a Rashi that said it's because of Mimtu Cheftzicha, though, that wasn't it, right? And he brought Ezra, it was, yeah? Something along that lines. But,
this is like the mamash, you're not allowed to say it. It's not allowed to...
Let's not get the flow, okay? Because the same structure. It's just going to go. It's going to go quick. This, yeah. So anyway, it says you can't say give me a pint, right? But you can say fill up this glass, yeah. But also Rabbi Yehuda, and comes Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, he comes to say kliyam yuchad lamida lo yamalanu. Right, and he says no, you can't do it if it exceeds this is a pint glass. Yeah, you can't use it because it's a measuring cup. Yeah, Alma Gabis. Oh, so the same thing. Alma Gabis Simchas Yom Tov Rebbe Yehuda the Chumra. So we see over here that Rebbe Yehuda is the Chumra. He doesn't allow you to use a pint glass. Yeah, the Rabban and the Kula and the Rabban and the Lakula. They allow you to use a pint glass as long as you don't say give me a pint. Yeah, Ivcha Shmin Lahu. We hear the opposite. Tetanan Rebbe Yehuda Oimer. He says Shoykul Adam Bosser can negative clear can negative kupits. Right, he allows you to use weighing scales for chomim amrim in mashkichin b'chafim azraim kol ikka. You can't use weighing scales. Alma, Rabbi Yehuda lekula. You see, Rabbi Yehuda is lekula, but Rabbanon lechumra. Okay, kasha the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, kasha the Rabbanon the Rabbanon. So says the Gemara. No, same thing. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda loy kasha. It's not a kasha. Hosam b'she'enu miyuchad lamida. Over there, what you weighing with? You weighing with your cleaver. That's not miyuchad lamida. Yeah, but over here it's a pint glass. Yeah, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan nami lo kasha, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan is not kasha. Hosam ka ovid ka ovdin dechol. Over there he's doing ovdin dechol, he's doing with his weighing scales, right? Which is ovdin dechol. Oh, so here this is a bit more right. Hacha lo ka ovid ka ovdin dechol. Over here he's not doing ovdin dechol, right? The avdi inish that sometimes people, right? The mikarvi, the mikarvi means serve basically. Chamra, wine, b'mana, tequila, in a vessel, but basis of prefix, so a vessel, tequila, a measuring vessel. Yeah, v'shosu. Sometimes you give wine to your friend in a measuring cup, right? And so that's not Uvdin Dechol. You know, you know this guy likes his wine. So you don't have big wine glasses. So you give him a measuring cup's worth. Yeah. You know, he didn't ask for the measure. But sometimes.
What's tequila?
Tequila means measuring.
It's a measure.
Yeah, right. But mona tequila means in a vessel of measuring. Vishosu, and they drink a lot. Okay, we'll stop there.